Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Bavli Vrochim Daf Kuvvov. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph on the seventh line, Yom Tov Shu Somach LeShabbos. Yom Tov Shu Somach LeShabbos Bem Lefonea, Bem Lachorea, Vechen Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Golius, Mandama Kudusha Achasi Oichel, Mandama Kshtei Kudusha Sein Eino Oichel. When Yom Tov occurs close to Shabbos, whether before or after, and similarly 2 days of Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz, according to the opinion that the 2 days are considered one long day, if he asked on the first day, he may eat on the second day. According to the opinion that they are considered two separate days, he may not eat. The Gemara rejects it, says, no, even according to that second opinion, he may still eat. The reason that the Mishnah taught that he may no longer eat after Shabbos is because he's able to tithe. But since in these cases he's not permitted to tithe, he may continue to eat. And we have a brisa that taught, if he asked him on Yom Tov, he may also eat on Shabbos. If he asked on Shabbos, he may also eat on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Zeira, tipate b'peiros shenismecha daito aleihen me'er Shabbos. Aber b'peiros shenismecha daito aleihen me'er Shabbos leibada. Rabbi Yonah, quoting Rabbi Zeira, says it refers to fruits that he had in mind before Shabbos, but for fruits that he did not have in mind, they didn't allow it. Amar Rabbi Hana, milei ha'in d'rabbanon misayin l'Rabbi Yonah abba, d'taninan tamon, ma'amades chaveiroi sh'yechel etzloi v'hu eina ma'aminoi ala ma'aseh. Rabbi Hana says, the words of the Chacham support my father, Rabbi Yonah. As it taught in the next Mishnah, one who imposed a vow on his friend to eat with him, but the friend doesn't trust him concerning separating ma'aseh, he may only eat with him for one Shabbos, and only if the host told him that the fruits are tithed. Rabbi Yanai b'shem Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'Shabbos Shol put gamia hetiru b'pnei Eva b'Shabbos Shol put gamia loy b'peros shenismecha daita aleihen me'er Shabbos hi v'le'ama ela m'pnei Eva. Rabbi Yanai, quoting Rabbi Shmuel, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that when they permitted the first Shabbos, it was referring to Shabbos Sherebochos, which is the first Shabbos of their marriage, and they permitted it to avoid animosity that might be caused if one party wouldn't eat the food of the other party. He didn't have the fruits in mind before Shabbos, but nevertheless it permitted them to avoid animosity. And this is a proof for Rabbi Zeira that we had before. If he was invited for that first Shabbos but he didn't come, on the second Shabbos he may not eat until he tithes or asks about the status. But didn't he ask already? Rabbi Yonah, Taman, Bahu, Deshal, Anafshe, Bramhacha, Bahu, Deshal, Choyen, Eloi. Rabbi Yonah says the answer is that then he asked himself, but now, on the second Shabbos, others asked for him. For Rabbi Yonah, by Moshe Shalena, Rabbi Yonah asked the question, how could he ask him without causing him to be angry? Derech Akalton, the answer is in an indirect fashion. Rabbi Yonah, Kedate, Rabbi Yonah, Zavin, Chite, Mindabach, Akula, Nafak, Larbe, Amale, Loi, Da'ana, Chashid, Lach, Ela began the Zavnes Minach Chiti, Vechamis Uchlesim Alach, Vamis Dilma, the Anshise, Metakna, Metaknin, Haventan, Mechazka, Aloy, Amalei, Ma Anna, Chashadli. Rabbi Yonah followed his reasoning elsewhere. Rabbi Yonah bought wheat from a villager and forgot to tithe and remembered on Shabbos. Rabbi Yonah went to the villager and said, it's not that I suspect you of intentionally not tithing, but when I came to you to buy wheat, I saw so many people that I said to myself that perhaps you're so busy you forgot to tithe. The seller answered that the wheat was tithed. Rabbi Yonah didn't rely on him and continued to question him. And the seller said, well, why do you suspect me? I already told you that I tithed them.